We'll start again from the Gemara. Daf Nun Hey and Beis, five lines on the bottom. Baba Kama. Tanya learned, Amar Abishua, but volume, that four instances where Ha'oisa, Oisan, Potter, Medine, Adam, if he did them, you are Potter from Dine, Adam. In a court, we can't hold you responsible, but Chaya, Vedeshmaim, but Vedeshmaim, if you want to do tshuva, you still have to reimburse the person. Eluhain. Number one. Ha'poyre together, Bifnei Behem, with Chavede, if I breach the fence in front of the hem of your friend, that's number one. So I am only a goydim. I am only a goydim. So we're not talking about the wall itself. We're talking about the animal went out and caused damage. The second thing is that kaifiv kemasa shachavei if they had look. We actually did this already yesterday. So let's go now up to two dots. So we learned in the Gemara yesterday, there's no difference if you light a fire to go and burn someone else's field down, or if you bring things to the fire burns it. In both cases, you're equally liable. And why aren't you chayim than the other? Because either in a ruach matzuya, it never would have happened, only ruach she'ein matzuya, or because you made a tumun, you covered it over, so now he won't get reimbursed, the owner of the field. Okay, we're up to six lines from the top. Omamar, this is erupted yesterday. Omamar, we learned Hasoicher Eidei Sheker. If you hire false Eidim, now the Chayde, if you hire false Eidim and they change the altar the halacha, and because of that you receive money, what do you mean you're not Chay Bedini Adam? Of course you're Chay Bedini Adam. Heich Dami Ilei Mo LeNafshe that they came to defend you. Memoina by Shlomei. You got to send the money back. You got to reimburse the money back. With any other, not mean a chayiv. You should be held liable even down here in the court. You went and helped your friend out. So because you helped your friend out, you are only a goyim, so you don't have to pay. And your chaver doesn't have to pay either, because it's not 100% that they're false witnesses. If we knew they're false witnesses, there's nothing to talk about. Of course, whoever did, you got to get the money back. If I'm aware of a testimony of my friend and I refuse to say it, what are we talking about? I'm one of two Eidim Pshita. If you don't tell the story, you committed a sin. Now, the truth of the matter, this is talking about if you only if you made a shvur and you swore false. I'm sorry. So, the din is that if you made a shvur, you don't know any Eidis, and then turn out to be you're a liar, you got to bring a carbon shvur. However, we're talking about there's an aveda, even if you don't swear. Even if you don't swear, there's still an aveda of withholding testimony. But Tesis says the only time you're able an aveda withholding testimony is if you say it in front of a bezin. Because the rule is kimish magid. But if you say it out in public, I don't know anything about this, there's no aveda there whatsoever. Because you can always change your mind. What stops you from going tomorrow if you have to go to a bezin, to go to a bezin? It's only if you declare in front of a court. Which because magid. So if that two Eidim, that's my tater. What do you mean that Ella Bechad is one witness? Now one witness, all you can do is make a shvuah. Now a shvuah, just because I can make him swear, doesn't mean that he's going to agree with me. He might swear false, and then you won't get paid. So I didn't cause you a loss. There are so many other cases where you chay b'din shemayim and potter the other. For example, I'll give you a whole bunch. But isn't it the case? Ha'oisim alocha b'meichat. The din is by meichat before you put the ash inside. If you take the water and you use it, then the din is that you chay and only the shemayim, not the other. Why not the other? Because the hezichay nikah we're talking about that Rashi learns that you took the water, use it as a weight. So you didn't do any malacha actually that you could tell with the water itself. You just put the water on one side and then you balance it against other things. So then you use it, but it's actually a nikkur. Over part of chatas, part of the other chayde neshmaim. Why don't you mention that case number two? Va'ika hanoisin sama mavas bifnei behem chaved. If you put poison in front of your friend's animal, it's not really common for an animal to eat it. It's a part of the other. You can't charge me with the other. But I'm chayde neshmaim number three. Va'ika the third case is hasheleach. If you send have ordered the fire biyat cheder shayt if a cotton bermachleg bechin lishlokish. How we're talking about whether you gave him a burning fire or just a coal. Potter medina yadam. According to shlokish dafke, if it's a coal because there's no fire there. And bechin even if it's existing fire, the fact is they're the ones who brought it over and burned something v'chaydin shemayim because you caused it. But yikar the fourth case is hamavis es chaveda. If you scream and shout and your friends in, you frighten them. Potter medina yadam v'chaydin shemayim. But yikar the fifth case is nishbrokad the b'shus rabim. If your barrel broken. Rabbi. These are all cases that we learned through the entire Masechta. Let's say your barrel fell down, Shiz Rabbi, and you didn't, it broke, and you didn't pick it up. Or Nafla Gamla, your camel fell down, Velo Yemida. We had a Machleg that Rabbi Shmuel that we're talking about as it's falling, and they're arguing with a Niskel Pesheya, whether when you fall, is it negligence, or is it talking about after it fell down, you didn't clean up, so it's like Boyd. And the Machleg is whether there's Boyd, is there a Boyd in Shiz Rabbi when you, in this case, they were chatchila belong to you, and then you make it totally hefker. If the kad chatchila belong to you, we know that a boy can be either in Shazaram completely, or we had a machleir kibar shemol, or the boy was yours and you mafke the place all around it. But if the boy was yours and you mafke the boy and all the place around it, we had a machleir, is that's a boy or not? So Rav Meir is mechay bezek, chomim potim the other, you potim the other, chay neshmain, because they hold this because la peshay, and they hold this not a boy. So all of these cases, why don't you mention them? But in you're right, Mia Ikab Tuva, you're right. There are many cases, but the four that we mentioned, Vahani Itzichalei, each one of these four has a special chiddush. Number one, Ma'or Tema. I would have thought that Bidinish Shemaim Nalach. I would have thought these cases here, the Nichshu, is so slight. You shouldn't be chayin in Shemaim. I'll explain each one. Kamashalom, for example, Hapoid is Gedib if Nebem Chaveda. I breached the fence in front of the behemoth of my friend. Ma'or Tema. I would have thought with Kivun Lemister Koy, that wall had to be broken down anyway. Ma'ovid, said the wall had to be broken down anyway. What did I do? Is Bedina Shemaim Namilo the Chayib? I shouldn't even be Chayib Bedina Shemaim. So Kamashalom. So the difficult teacher, no, but still the fact is you broke the wall. And the animals walked out, so therefore you're chayv. Yeah. Kayf of kamashal chavirinami, if I bend over the stalks and put them into the way of the fire, what's the chiddush there? Mountain, I would have thought, lema, let him say, remember we said before, a ruach matzuya would not have been destroyed, only ruach shein matzuya. I would have thought, it's like an abnormal wind. Why should it be chayvi medina shemaim? It's almost like an accident. Mi have yadina, did he know that asya ruach shein matzuya, this abnormal wind will come? Uvedina shemaim na mila mechayiv, maybe I should even be chayvi medina shemaim. Mashallah, that no, whatever you do something, you have it responsible. You should think through the consequences. What are you mixing in? Ul Ravashi the Amar Nami Tomu. Ravashi said that's talking about where I put a shmata or something over it. So I made it tamun, and therefore now you won't be reimbursed, but I didn't cause any damage. What's the chiddush deal? Chiddush cause your loss. Nein. I would have thought, Anoki Suya Kasise, I, in the contrary, I tried to help you out. You know why I covered it? Because I thought if I would cover it, I would have delayed the fire from getting to it. I would delay the fire from burning it, give you, the Balabas, enough time to get here and save your tfuas. On the contrary, I meant well. What are you charging me for? Then the lapel, you didn't get there in time and the fire burnt it, and now you won't get reimbursed. I would have thought, Kisuye Kasise Nehelech, Uvedina Shemaim Namilo Lechayashim Chayiv Kamashulon. I saw when the Achraim uses Gemara to talk about a case where, let's say, you ask an insurance company to give you insurance for the house, and the guy delayed it a little bit, and meanwhile you had a fire in your house. Is the owner of the insurance company, Mechuyev, to pay privately?
You mean you were negotiating the insurance
company? I'm not negotiating. You were talking to a broker.
Oh, okay, so the broker's an agent of the insurance company.
Yeah, and he didn't do it. He didn't cause the damage. So, Bechdini Adam, he can't charge you, but Bechdini Shemaim, you would be chayiv. And even because he can argue, the reason why I delayed it because I was trying to get a better price, let's say. So I'm like, Kisui Kasisa. But the violator, you're not getting paid for the damage. So you're chayv din shemaim. The last case is, Vasoichet Eide Shekinami Mount. I would have thought, I hired these Eide, I would have thought, Lema, Divri, Rabba, Divri, Thomas Shemin. I was sure they wouldn't listen to me because Abish said, you're not allowed to swear false. Or you're not allowed to testify false. I was sure they wouldn't listen to me with din shemaim nami, loy lechayv, kamashalon, because I'm teaching that word that you're still, that you know that you are pot, that you are chayb din. If I know edus, my friend, I withhold my out. I would thought, just because I would have testified, who says that the other person would have conceded? Maybe would have sworn false anyway, and you wouldn't have got your money anyway. So why should I pay? I didn't really cause you any loss. Over din shemaim nami lelechayv kamashla. That's not so. Okay, so Gemara Vayte, Nifritza Balayla. if the fence broke in at night, I should put to a listing, or the robbers came in and they broke through. And the gun came broke through. The din is that the animal goes out and caused damage. It parts it. How did the animal go out and cause damage? The animal dug its way out underneath the wall and escaped. Avaloi chosa sounds like me. If the animal didn't dig under the wall, just went through that breach that you created, my sounds like chayv. Hey, chidami, what are we talking about? Elema bekeisel. Body, are we talking
if
about?
If the animal dug, then what's the nafkim in if the listing were paredes or not?
That's what he means. Elema bekeisel body, if it's a healthy wall, is kilo chosa my chayiv. If, let's say, it was a good wall, then, what do you call it? And if the animal, so they broke a good wall. So even if the animal would not have dug his way out, but would just walk through the wall, why would you be chayim, mahavalele mevet? Why should the owner, we're talking about the owner of the animal, if the owner, let's say, if it's a balayla, if it was a healthy wall, so he did a good shemitah, and then the wall collapsed, so why should he be chayim? You're telling me that the only reason why he's butted is because the animal dug his way out, as if to say if the animal didn't dig his way out, just walked out, he would be chayim. Why? It was a good wall there last night. It just broke. Novos bekeiserua. It was a bad wall. So the wall anyway would have about to fall, collapse, and therefore, if it would have walked out normally, I would be chayv. Nu is kichos my potter. So why, if the animal dug its way out to tell me it's potter, isn't this a case of tchilos bepshia v'seifei ba'ainis? Isn't this a case of tchilos bepshia and seifei ba'ainis? And honichle man number chilasa b'pshiyah b'sayim potter. This makes sense according to what holds chilasa b'sayim potter. Fine. The man number chilasa b'sayim chayiv. The wall would have collapsed and the animal would have walked out. And instead, the animal dug its way out. L'chayde yichayiv. Ma'igme v'aytaka yipotter. Now we have a machleki is a shayim. If we say chilasa b'sayim b'sayim for oynus, if the oynus has to be tied into the pshiyah or not. If we have a concept malachamavas, mali hocha, mali hosam, we say over there that even though I took him to an agam, mufinam hafkid, I took the animal to an agam, to a pool of water, which is a dangerous place, but it didn't die from that, it died from natural causes. Okay. So we say that it's an oynis, mali hocha, mali hosam. So we don't, why don't we say chilosir b'pshir v'sefer b'oynis? Because the oynis there is no relationship to the pshir that you did. So here it must be that there is some kind of relationship because the wall was weak, so underneath maybe it was weak for the animal to dig its way out. Elamas nisim bekeisel bori. I'm just talking about a healthy wall. If I was talking about a healthy wall, then even if the animal walked, it didn't dig its way out, but just walked right out after the wall collapsed, you potter. I feel a chasa. So v'chi itmar Rabba's statement about digging is actually on the sefer. It says in the sefer, itmar learned hinicha b'chama. You place the animal in the sun, it got all agitated. Oishem moser the chedesh of cotton. He gave it over to the chedesh of cotton. The yotzer went out and caused damage. V'chi chayiv chayiv. Amar Rabba says Rabba, but feel a chasa. Rabba says, even if you dug it, not v'hushe chasa, but feel even the animal dug its way out. So l'chedi, you can argue it's an accident. No, you're not. No, it's not. You know why? You don't have to say in a case where you didn't dig it to kulab shihi, the whole thing was done by negligence because you put it in the sun. You got all nervous. Even though the animal went out through digging, I would have thought how the kulab shihi sabayin is. I would have thought it's a case of kulab shihi. The kulab shihi is all one pshihi. You know why? My timer. Normally, made the yodi. Everyone knows the kivon the shavak shabachama. Since you left the sun and the animal in the sun, you got all nervous. Call titzdika any particular plan. The east lalameva that it can do. Of the it will do the nafka walk out. If the you caused it to go and dig its way out of there, so therefore you're totally to blame. Tell you what, it's you a listim list chayav. And if the listim took the animal out and the animal goes out and causes damage, the robbers are chayiv. They take responsibility for any future damage. Anyway, the pshita l'chayda, isn't that obvious? Kivin davku, kaim l'bishasai. The moment they took the animals out, it goes into data show, so they should be chayiv. Top of the page, Rashi, kivin davku, ikam mishicha. What do? They pull the animal out of the mishicha, and there's a shini l'shus. Davi knui l'chom mili. And we know that mishicha does not work in the shus of balabai, but when you take it out, it does work. So therefore, l'chayda and the ganif, they were coin it. And the chayiv for any accidents that happened, they have to return to the owner, so the chayiv, the animal goes out and causes damage. The chol mili, no, we need it. The kamal ba'apa, what they did was they didn't do a kinyan, they just stood in front of the animal and forced the animal to go out and forced it to go do damage in other places, and that's the chiddush. Even though it wouldn't coin the animal, they're chayiv. If I place your animal on somebody else's field and he consumes it, you're chayv. Obviously, The chiddush is I didn't really pick the animal up and put it there. I forced the animal. I stood the animal in a way that the only way for the animal to proceed is to walk onto your field, and then once it's there, eat from it. And the chiddush is even though I wasn't kind, I'm chayiv. Omalei Abai the Rabbi Yosef. He kisha Amrlon. You once told us that when you're moshech an animal, you don't necessarily have to pull the animal, but even if you hit it from the behind, and it causes the animal to move forward, that's already a kinyan. So Amrlon released him. Not the kishur. The case of talking about where they hit it, and that's a chiddush. That's a kinyan. Rashi, the kamal abapo shalay moshchu. He didn't make him shichel. Omlu befanel lechol tzad. You stood in front of it in every angle. Shalay telech on of on. You shouldn't wander about here and there. El lekama only straightforward to the field. Lechol to eat. Ma'amid mashma shayich ze biyode. Pulls it in hand. And pulls in front of it. He kishav a makula stick. Amrlon, you told it by hida hamayim b'mishabochi. That's why he chayv. List him nami dikeshuv a makula stick. Vashvin a masis ne kishav a makula zudi. That's considered a mishicha.
Why is there a requirement for
this? How is a ganav responsible for anything? Otherwise, a mazik. Why is a ganav? In order to be a ganav, we learn out. We learn a meruba. You have to make a kinyan. That kinyan would have made any other person been koinit. So you're koinit list chayv ba'insim. And Tesha right here discusses right here, so why are you chai for Nezikin? That's Oinsin. I'm not like a Shomer. A Shomer is chai for everything because he took responsibility, but I'm not a Shomer. And he proved that a Gazan is different than a Shomer because if it weakens a little bit, a Shomer still has to pay the difference. A Gazan only pays if there's a big Shini. If it's a small Shini, he's had a Shofanecho. So he says, because common sense says that since the Baal Boss cannot watch it right now, and you can, therefore someone has to be responsible, so therefore you become responsible.
So is he chai for stealing it?
No, for sure you're chai. And the Chiddush na Mishnah is he chayv also if anything happens afterwards. Yeah.
When is a shinay reshuf?
What?
When is a shinay reshuf by gneiva? Is the gun he accepts the his chayv was for the anything the animal does?
Shinay reshuf is not enough.
Does he take the zechus also of anything the animal does?
That will see in Hagoizel.
I mean, let's say I steal your horse and I run to the Melbourne Cup and I win $1 million.
Yeah, so that's also Hagoizel. Yeah.
So do I take $1 million or you do?
So not Gezel. No, you do. But if it was a shini, if the animal would say...
I was Moshech, the horse, when I told
him. Yeah, of course, it's not your animal. But the more later on, talk about the animal comes pregnant, or what happens then, if the animal has wool, who gets that, there's a shini. We'll see the Gemara, not Gezel. Back to the Gemara. So anyway, right, it says the mission of Mosul, he gave over to the shepherd, Nichnes HaRoy. If he gave over to the shepherd takes over. Now, L'chay, we had a whole machlek in the Gemara before. If one shemer gave it over to another shemer, Abayin Rava. Is the first shomer exonerated or not? And here the Mishnah says clearly that he gave over to the second shepherd. The second shepherd can take over responsibility. Amri, tacht of the man. Whose responsibility does it take? Ilema tacht of the baal behemah that he takes over from the owner of the behemah. Tanina chazim b'rilad before. La mosur l'shomer chinam l'shoyul l'socher l'socher. He gave over to any one of these people. Kulon nichnasu tachas abaylim. They all want take over the baal boss of the shus. Ella tacht of the shomer. It means to say that they become now responsible for the zikin in the place of the baal boss. We learned that in the Mishnah, but we had a machlekes of one shomer gave it to another shomer, and that's what we're trying to say. L'cheder, the one shepherd gave it to the second shepherd. Oh, well, I take to the place of shomer. The shomer kama ifter legamri. The first shomer was stepped out of the picture. Lema to have it to yifter kasha rove. Why? No, but rove said the shomer 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 moshik is shomer chayiv. That is still chayiv. Why? Because the baal boss can say you. I trust him. I don't trust even if the other shomer is a better shomer. Let's say. A shoyl, so he's chayv on more things. Doesn't matter. You, I trust the shua. Him, I don't trust the shua. Amalek Rava says, my muscle roya. This is something totally different. This is extenuating circumstances. You know what it means? You're allowed to give it over to the shepherd, and even I am moide lib barzile to his apprentice. The urche the roya lemimzil barzile. It is common for a roya to give it over to you. Know when you give it to the roya that he also has apprentices working with him, and that he will give some of the sheep to them to mine, and therefore it's as if I gave him a condition. Rashi. Of the shomer, if the shomer gave it to a shepherd, nichnes haroya tachtov, the roya takes over. Va'ozli bailin, the bailin go away. Umishtoye dini b'hadisheni v'rishim mistalek. This Rashi, rishim mistalek, all the mafarshim talk about it. The first guy walks away completely because the whole shaila. Let's say if we hold shomer as a shomer is potter. What about if the second shomer is the first shomer was a higher degree than the second shomer, so the second shomer is potter for that. Let's say the second shomer is a shomer chinam, and it was stoned. So the second shomer is potter. Do we then go back to the first shomer, the shomer socher, and get him to pay for the gneiva? Or we say, since the second shomer is potter, then it's totally potter. Even though Balbaz gave it to the first shomer, who was a shomer socher. And they learn from this Rashi, Vaharishan Mistalik, which is an expression that he's not there anymore. He vanished. Gone. Doesn't matter what his level of shomer he is potter, which is a big chiddush. Other shomers agree. Next Rashi, Shreim Rashi, Shreim Chayv, I feel it, but even with an accident, Damalei Mafkid, At Mehemli Beshua, you I believe, Ihiloi Mehemli, I don't trust him, Shenetze, Pega Mafkid, Le Bazila, the Tamida, to his student. Then we write, Ikidami, others, Emil Tani, Mosel Roye, it says that he gave it to Shepherd, like Tani, Mosel Acha, doesn't say he gave it to somebody else, others will improve a cat. Since the Mishnah highlights Dafke or Roye, but not to somebody else.
Why do we say that the teacher is absolved of responsibility? Why do we say that that's your internal procedure?
When you gave it to me to watch, you know that I gave it to my apprentices, so you know that whoever's going to be watching at the time, that's the guy who's responsible. My Moser, just like we had in Gemara also, that if I give it to you, I know you can give it to your wife and kids to take care of as well. So they're allowed to give it to him. My Shemamina, my Moser, the Roy, the Chayf, me, Moser, Roy, Dafke, Moser, Roy, the Basile, the Urche, the Roy, the Mimsel, Basile, owns his apprentice. Avlachloy, Dafke, apprentice, but nobody else. Lame is a riot to Rav. That a Shemish Moser, Shemish, generally is Chaye, Doma Rav, Shemish Moser, Shemish Chaye, Amdi Loy, no, Dilma Urche, the Mimsel, Tony, Wadin Lacher. No, low Raya, maybe it's just more common that a shepherd gives it to his apprentice, but anybody the same Shemish, Shemish, Potter. Itmo, we have an interesting machleike. Shemer Aveda, if you found an Aveda and you have to mind it until you find the real owner, what kind of Shemer are you? What level of Shemer are you? Rabbo, you're a Shemer Chinami. You're doing a favor. Shemer Chinami. You're only responsible for negligence. And we'll see the mafkid, the machleike, if that's a din in Shemim or din in Mazik. Rabbi Yitzvay, make a Shemer Sachadami. You are like a Shemer Sacha. You have benefit from it. What benefit do you have? Rabbo, Major Chinami, my Hanoka Motle. What does he benefit from it? Rabbi Yitzvay, make a Shemer Sachadami. Know why? Bahi Hano, while I am minding this object, and Taser, the long Taser explains it's only while you're busy folding or everything else. I'm doing a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. The like, boy, you mitzvah, if a poor man comes to me, I don't have to get stuck here because I'm busy doing a mitzvah. Oisi, as Ashish is in the bottom page, or Oisi, mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. But the lechtha vader, and I've closed the sukkah. Since I'm part of the mitzvah, I just saved a few dollars in tzedakah. So therefore, I'm a shemesacher. Havik a shemesacher. Rashi in the Dorin says the most beautiful thing. Rashi in the Dorin says that, the Gemara says that this, that prutu de rabbi Yosef lo yishchicha, this kind of benefit is not such a common benefit. So Rashi says, you know why it's not common? Because no yid would take advantage of this license of an heter of oisim mitzvah not to, of, to avoid giving tzedakah. Because every yid, as soon as they have a chance to give tzedakah, will give it. Others in this way. That Brazy says, you know why Shem Sachar? You have no bread. It's not like you have a choice whether you want to mind it or not. The Tater says, whether you like it or not, you have a mitzvah, take it. As if you were hired. The Tater forced you as if you were hired. Says the Gemara, Eisen, and we have a number of questions back and forth. Eisen, Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef asks the Rabbi a question. You say to Shem Chinam, it says, if you found an object, you brought it back to the place where the owner of the house can see it, even though you didn't notify him that you found it and brought it back to him, you don't have to take care of it anymore. You did your duty. You brought it back to his house. If it was stolen or was lost, and then you return, you can't just put it down on the pole. So you got to tell the Baal Boss, here it is. Chayiv Bachir Yusuf. My nigniva of the, what do you mean stolen or lost? Live, right now we're learning, we're still talking about the shemer. Nigniva mebeisa, if the shemer had it at home and it was stolen from his house, or of the mebeisa, it was lost from his house, that what? That he can't just give it back. He has to tell the owner. So what do we see from here? That nigniva nevda, the shemer is chayyid. Why would he be chayyid? Because the shemer is socher. Called the rabbi, nigniva is chal potter. What's going on here? We're talking about that not that it was stolen from the Shemer's house. The Shemer attacked the Shemer Chinam and he's potted. If you put it down in the Balabas's house and then it was stolen from the Balabas's house, if it was stolen from the Balabas's house, or it'll be returned, then you are liable. If anyone, why are you liable? You just said you're allowed to put it back on the dining room table and walk away, and they tell me, but if it's stolen from them, I'm liable. What do you mean I can put it back? Voktoni ain't the chayiv the top of the book. Says it, if I found an object, I can go back to your house, put it in your mailbox, and that's it. I'm not responsible anymore. Then you tell me I'm responsible. You brought it back in lunchtime. Those days, people were home in the morning, and went to work and came back at night. Very few people came out for lunch. So the chiddush is that if you did it, put it at lunchtime, since very few people are home, then you're chayiv. When do we say you are potter if you put it in the morning when the owner was there, or at night when the owner was there, he should have seen it. But if you put it during the day, lunchtime, then you are responsible because nobody's home. The tartik tani. Yeah.
So you
need to notify him that I found the barak.
Have you been clean of this object now?
It's irrelevant. You have a mitzvah in the Torah to return.
I understand.
And you're chayiv now till you're a shomer chinam, you're chayiv and pshir. That's a pshir.
Because you become a shomer.
Yeah, the Torah forces you to become a shomer. The question is, what kind of shemen are you? So, chinu asacha. V'tartik tana, two separate cases in the beraisi. V'achi tani. Hechazid ashachi, brought it back in the morning. L'makam shiirena, to a place where the baal bas can see. V'shchiyech, the islands, coming from the walk inside, v'novi walk out. V'chazli sees it, ain't a chayiv l'tapu. You don't have to take care anymore. Hechazid abetzarayim. But if you brought it back lunchtime, l'makam shiirena, to a place where the baal bas can see. The loy shchiyech, the eye of enough. It's like coming for the baal bas to be home, to walk in and out. The lechazil doesn't see it. V'nigma was stolen. All of the was lost. Then you are responsible. Ace, another question. It says that you're chayiv until you return it to his ashus. My loyla, what do you mean loyla? Lav doesn't mean I feel him a baser that the shame that the guy in the Veda is chayiv, even if it was stolen from his house. So we see the shame is sachar. You're responsible to get stolen from your house. I'm made it to you as an exception, even though I say to Shem Echidim, says Rabba, but not by a Baal Chaim, by a living animal. Why? Where did you find the animal wandering about? So we see the animal has a habit to walk around. So if you're taking the animal, custody of the animal, then you have to take the precautions to make sure it doesn't wander about. So normal Shem Echidim would have been putter on that, if the animal just walks out on its own. So it's not Pshia. But you are Chaim because you know that this animal has that nature to walk around. Kivan the noctilu nigra briyasa, since you found that it was walking, nigra is walking, briyasa outside, boy in itirusa you say rasa, you should have watched it extra. So even though normally you should have chinim, but because of Al Chaim, I made it that you need to take extra precautions. Stop it.
So you're in a hurry to